Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast that explores the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with artists, creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. Hello, my name is Chris Martin, and I have a confession to make. I am a hoarder, but not in the way you might be thinking. I am an aspirational hoarder. I collect all of the labels of who I want to be and what I want to do. From the earliest dreams to the weird early morning fantasies of living off the land, I don't want to eliminate anything that could define who I am. So I call myself a multi-hyphenate and feel better about the fact that I can't let go of the past or accept that some dreams have run their course. Fortunately, I don't think I'm the only one. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/594. This month, my wife and I have been embarking on spring cleaning, and the main challenge for me has been the many bookcases overflowing to the point of stacking books on the floor. Yes, not only do these books illustrate that I do have a hoarder mentality. I mean, what, I really need this third copy of StrengthsFinder 2.0? But a funny thing happened as I started to go through each bookcase in my office. I learned that I am an aspirational hoarder of the past, present, and future. Let me explain. As I went through each shelf, the books I found dated back probably over 20 years, and the earliest stack of books were animation and CG books from when I studied computer animation at the Art Institute of Portland. And even though I kept a lot of those books, I haven't looked at them in probably 15 years. And as I kept looking at the books on the shelf, I realized I saw books from different eras of my professional life. I saw web design and development books, WordPress books, filmmaking, photography, writing, coaching, business, leadership. All of the interests that have come and gone over the years of being a content professional in the modern age. And what I realized was I've held on to these books because I'm still holding on to the identity that these books correspond to. In my mind, I'm still an animator because I have the books that align with that label. Even though the desire is no longer there, the label still is. What I've realized is that hoarding labels is the same as hoarding books. Eventually, you run out of space, and you forget what you really enjoy and what you really want. And pile after pile, I went through the bookshelves realizing, I will never read this book again. Or even, I don't want to read this book again. I'm no longer this person. The first step of no longer being an aspirational hoarder is admitting that I was no longer the label or even the person that was holding space on this bookshelf. And as it turns out, I'm probably getting rid of 50% of my books, which not only allows me to enjoy the books that I keep, but to have space for the future. So you're probably wondering at this point, what are some symptoms of aspirational hoarderism? Because you might recognize yourself in the story. But here are some of the other things that I've noticed in myself beyond just the labels and identities of the books on my bookshelf. The first thing is the belief that you can be something without ever doing anything. By putting the emphasis on the label, not the action taken. Like, you could be an aspirational filmmaker without ever making a film, or an aspirational designer without being a designer. I really think that in our minds, we can be anything without doing anything. And it's so weird because for a long time, I've seen myself as certain things without ever doing anything that aligned with it. Another symptom of aspirational hoarderism, delayed decision-making. If you hold on to this aspiration without making a decision, you don't have to come against the reality that maybe you aren't this thing. And so by delaying the decisive moment of taking action, you can hold on to this identity without going through the pain or having it validated. And I think the reason why we delay decision-making is the third symptom, fear of failure. Nobody wants to fail. Even though all the beautiful posts on Instagram and social media tell us to accept and embrace failure, no one wants to. And the people that do embrace failure are those who know how to fail and turn failure into the next stage of the process. They understand how to work with failure. So if you fear failure because of, for whatever reason, this might be a sign that you are holding on to identities that maybe you need to let go of. Another symptom, the fourth symptom, the need for perfection and certainty. While this is very similar to the fear of failure, this is the other side of that coin that says, if I'm not perfect in even the first step, then I'm not certain that I could be this identity. We have been trained that if you aren't perfect, then it's not meant to be for you. That if it's not strength right out of the way, ooh, you shouldn't work on that failure. You shouldn't work on that weakness. And that if there's any uncertainty or doubt, then it's not clear that this is what you should be doing. But the thing is, deep down inside, you probably know whether it's right or not, no matter how uncertain something is, because we can learn through time, through action, but we can't learn if we never do anything. The fifth symptom that I'm going to talk about today is the overemphasis on what others will think of you or say to you. I want to make other people happy. I want to please them. I want them to validate me. And it's exhausting. It is exhausting to live life always worrying about what others will think or say about me. And I have to let that go, just like I have to let go of all of these things that I'm holding on to that I'm never going to want to pursue again. So as you embrace these symptoms, if you are, how can you work through and overcome aspirational hoarderism? Well, I think there are six ways. The first way is what my wife and I have been doing with our spring cleaning. You need to clear out the past to make way for the future. And, you know, there's two ways to do this. The first is to be honest with yourself. Are you really going to do that thing that you've been dreaming of for 20 years? Do you really think you're going to be fill in the blank? Be honest with yourself. If the answer is no, then let it go. Loosen your grip on everything and then see what sticks around. And that sounds incredibly scary. What if nothing sticks around? What if I have to find an entirely new path? Well, isn't that better than living in denial? Than living in a reality that doesn't make sense anymore? The second way to overcome this aspirational hoarderism, take the smallest step in any direction. Don't worry about if it's a step forward, a step backward, to the left or the right. By doing something, doing anything that corresponds with the identity that you are hoarding, you're either going to learn that you can let it go, or your love is going to be fueled by this action and not by the idea of some future success or devastating failure or some idea of what this could be for your life. The third thing, identify all of the ways and things that allow you to hoard aspirations. For me, it was books, but maybe it's knowledge, maybe it's content, maybe it's desire, labels, tools. Tools are a big one for our aspirations. If I buy the biggest and best camera and light rigs and all these things, then I will be a filmmaker. If I buy the best guitar, if I buy the best sketchbook, the best pens, if I buy these tools, then I will be fill in the blank. Connections are another way that we hoard aspirations. If I know all the right people in the industry, then I can become what I want to be. And in many ways, hoarding aspirations is a lot like putting the cart before the horse and expecting the cart to pull the horses. And it just doesn't work that way. You have to take action. Because the fourth thing is, to overcome aspirational hoarderism, you need to learn about the process of creation and commit to that ongoing iterative process. Because true identity is not earned through accepting a label. It is earned through action. The fifth thing to remember, the path to success is littered with mistakes, duds, failures, missteps, accidents, and successes. And only one of those is sexy enough for social media, and they are few and far between all of the other things mentioned. Sixth and finally, find your own way that makes sense for the life you want to live, the goals you want to achieve, your values, and the vision that you have for your future and the future of your family. It is all there for you to figure out by taking even the tiniest step of action every single day. Because here's the truth that I want you to hear at the end of this episode. Being an aspirational hoarder does not do anything for you other than fill you with guilt, regret, and a constant reminder that you aren't enough. But as you take action every single day and embrace through process, through trial and error, you learn just what you are capable of. And you learn that you are enough. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.